وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
As for those who reject our signs as false, we shall lead them step by step to their ruin without their even perceiving it.
وَأُمْلِي لَهُمْ إِنَّ كَيْدِي مَتِينٌ.
And for this purpose, I shall grant them respite. My design is incontrovertible.
أَوَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرُوا مَا بِصَاحِبِهِمْ مِنْ جِنَّةٍ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ مُّبِينٌ.
Have they not pondered that their companion, for instance, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not afflicted with insanity? He is only a plain warner. Have they not pondered that their companion, for instance, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is not afflicted with insanity?
The word companion here refers to the Prophet, peace be upon him, who was born, brought up, and grew into youth. In short, spent his whole life, including his old age, in their midst. Before the advent of his prophethood, Muhammad, peace be upon him, was known to all the Quraysh as good-natured and of sound mind. However, as he started calling people to accept the message of God, they immediately dubbed him insane. Now it is obvious that they were not attributing insanity to him as regards to his pre-prophetic life. The charge of insanity, therefore, was leveled against the message he began to preach when he was designated a prophet. The Quran, therefore, asks them to give serious thought to the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and to see if there is anything that is inconsistent with sanity or is meaningless and irrational.
أَوَلَمْ يَنْظُرُوا فِي مَلَكُوتِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ وَأَنْ عَسَى أَنْ يَكُونَ قَدِ اقْتَرَبَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَبِأَيِّ حَدِيثٍ بَعْدَهُ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Have they not observed the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, and all that Allah has created, and that their term of life might have drawn near? After this warning from the Prophet, what will it be that will make them believe?
مَن يُضْلِلِ اللَّهُ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ وَيَذَرُهُمْ فِي طُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ.
For those whom Allah lets go astray, there is no guide, and He will leave them to stumble blindly in their transgression.
يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ السَّاعَةِ أَيَّانَ مُرْسَاهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِندَ رَبِّي لَا يُجَلِّيهَا لِوَقْتِهَا إِلَّا هُوَ ثَقُلَتْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَا تَأْتِيكُمْ إِلَّا بَغْتَةً يَسْأَلُونَكَ كَأَنَّكَ حَفِيٌّ عَنْهَا قُلْ إِنَّمَا عِلْمُهَا عِندَ اللَّهِ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
They ask you concerning the hour, when will its coming be? Say, the knowledge of it is with my Lord alone. None but He will disclose it at its time. That will weigh heavily on the heavens and the earth, and it shall come upon you all too suddenly. They ask you as if you are eagerly inquisitive about it. Say to them, the knowledge of it lies with none except Allah, but most people are unaware of this reality.
قُلْ لَا أَمْلِكُ لِنَفْسِي نَفْعًا وَلَا ضَرًّا إِلَّا مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَمَا مَسَّنِيَ السُّوءِ إِنْ أَنَا إِلَّا نَذِيرٌ وَبَشِيرٌ لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Tell them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, I have no power to benefit or harm myself except as Allah may please. And had I knowledge of the unseen, I should have amassed all kinds of good, and no evil would have ever touched me. I am merely a warner and the herald of glad tidings to those who have faith.